Yeah, apparently it's a story of some guy who wants to be a pirate.
Guybrush Threepwood?
No.
Wish it was Guybrush Threepwood.
So he enlists a pirate named Long John Sliver to be his pirate mentor. And that's Holden's character.
He's taking pirate lessons.
Yeah, he's the mentor pirate.
Does he want to borrow my parents' parrot?
Maybe.
It's a macaw. It's not a parrot.
Well,
I'm
from the stage. You look like a parrot.
Okay.
Period.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Your father told me that.
Well, then it's probably suspect information.
Appearing as the parrot is the Fred the macaw.
Athena
the macaw.
Yeah, they live 80 years.
Yes, they're fairly long life birds.
That means that I'm going to inherit a bird.
Yep. Yeah. Which probably won't like you.
I'll take that bird.
No, I'm at animal capacity. That bird's never going to love you, Allie.
Let's
just have some real talk. That bird's never going to love you.
That bird loved Kayla. First sight.
Yeah, to spite you.
Yeah.
It loves to spite you.
Yeah.
That's the closest you're going to get.
It looked at you and said, that guy. That fucking guy.
Fuck that guy.
I'm going to mess with him.
I love birds.
Then she tried to kill
but
Peach.
But birds do not love you.
She tried to kill Peach. She tried to remove Peach's tail.
and eyes. And face. It was... Athena was spoiling for a fight.
She was.
She knew that she would be dominant, and Peach knew she was not going to be dominant.
It's not the bird. It lived in your house. Eventually, it came to tolerate Peach. Do you think there would ever be a point where Athena got on Peach and was riding Peach around?
That is my only dream.
When I was a kid, we had a blue and gold macaw named Abby. Looked a lot like Athena.
Turns out.
And we had a German Shepherd mix dog named Chevy. And Abby would get on Chevy's back. And he would walk around.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Would they fly?
No.
It seems like an incompatible...
I bet Athena could fly with Peach.
She would tell him to sit, and then he would be confused.
I bet Peach would be down for that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's really
she
good.
She is constantly trying to.
It took me a minute because I was speaking when you said those words. And it took me a second to process it.
It was hilarious. Everybody be outside on the back porch, and Chevy would be walking past, and Abby would be on the plastic redneck picnic table, and she'd just go sit, and Chevy would sit, and then he'd just look around.
Hold it.
Wait, what?
He didn't sound like a person.
Who said? Who's telling me? Who's got the treat? What am I doing? She thought it was hilarious.
It looked like you knew this dumb dog.
She would also cuss a lot like my dad.
Yeah, well, spoiler, we all do that. So no trick there.
Yeah, I can cuss too, Alex.
That sounds like bullshit.
Probably a phrase she knew.
It is Tony.
This is Daryl.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
We're the Backseat Producers.
Dun, dun, dun.
I wasn't done yet.
I cut you off. All right. Next week, we're going to talk about Doctor Strange. Because we've seen it.
Mr. Strange.
Doctor.
I don't know. I got nothing. Professor. Professor Plum. I don't know where I'm going with this.
In the sanctum?
I'm going to abort. I'm out.
With the eye.
No, actually, what we're going to discuss is that fucking cloak and Benedict Cumberbatch's character, whose name I can't remember.
Yeah.
Which is what the real movie was about.
Whose name is irrelevant.
Hmm.
Well, I just removed the entire movie, so I
What do you need?
Hey, Panda, those are my cast-offs. You cannot have the remains of my dinner. But... You cannot have the remains of the remains I didn't eat.
There's things that are still on the table up there again.
His little nose is investigating.
Things that go over there
are off limits to doggies.
Well, now he'll stand right here and look that way.
Did you read that thing that I reblogged? Like, it was a Reddit thing where, like, you know how dogs
fuck you. Yes, I did.
Like 20 years.
I read it in the car. I pulled into work and I looked down. I was like, what's this? And I read it. I'm like, fuck. Now I have to dry my eyes and fucking entire face and half of my shirt.
That was like two dogs. We are exceptionally long lives. Oh, like, we're that. The elves to the dogs.
Yeah.
We're like gods to them.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, I was fine until that last bit.
Yeah.
And it was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it gets dark.
All right, buddy.
It gets really dark. Much like this movie.
Damn. The movie wasn't very dark.
It wasn't dark at all. All right, let's just do this high level thing.
All right, let's talk about what movie we're talking about.
Me Before You.
I can't tell you how many times I fucked up the title of that movie.
I still am not sure what the title is.
I have to stop. I have to stop and think. It's the way I wouldn't normally say it.
Right.
Yeah, I dislike the construction of the sentence of this. This is point one against it.
What's weird is now
title's confusing.
I always feel wrong, no matter how I say it. So I have to double check to Kayla, just quick turn the head, and add an inflection to the end of it. Me before you?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're talking about Me Before You. High level thoughts, Daryl. What do you think?
I thought it was a pretty good movie, but it was kind of derivative of a couple other movies I've seen in the same theme.
Jesus, Daryl's already busted out the D word.
Kayla, you brought this movie to us.
I did. I liked this movie when I watched it. I liked it the second time I watched it. I don't care what Adam says. I've decided that Adam has no taste in movies.
This is the wrongest. This is the wrongest.
And your thoughts on this high level?
I dislike this movie. This movie had a critical lack of trident.
Get down. Trident.
Stay down. Sit.
Good
boy.
Hmm.
Yeah,
Alex.
Alex knows.
This was a good movie, and it made me cry. The end.
Did it make you cry because you were happy it was over?
No. Maybe the reason
talking,
it made
maybe
me
I wasn't
cry
talking about the movie.
The reason it made me cry is deeply personal. So,
were you crying in sympathy for Emilia Clarke because throughout the entirety of the movie she is unable to walk?
What?
Did you not notice this through the entire movie? Like, I guess she doesn't wear heels very often, but like, it looked to me like she was having an extremely difficult time walking through rooms.
I didn't notice.
I did not notice that.
I didn't notice.
No.
It was just jarring. Like in the diner when she's serving people, it's just like, it looked like she was going to fall down.
Not everybody is a drag queen.
So. Or maybe the camera was just like tilted so the room appeared level, but it was like actually like a huge slide.
Like a 20 degree grade.
Yeah, like, and then she was like leaning way back so she didn't fall down. Nobody else noticed this? All right,
no.
Never mind. Continue. You know what? I'm going to write her. I'm going to ask her about it.
You do that.
I will.
Get on Twitter right now.
Get on Twitter right now.
Yeah, get on there and say, hey, it looked like you were wearing these heels wrong. This movie.
When I wear
why didn't you
heels?
Smile
right.
more? You should have smiled more.
Yeah, why weren't you smiling? You know what? I would like this movie if you smiled more.
I thought it was okay. It wasn't a bad movie.
And we have run the gamut.
It was okay. I was really glad that the ending didn't go the way that I was praying that it wouldn't go.
Yeah.
And it didn't. So I was kind of happy about that.
It was not your
I was bracing for the rage storm because I was going to fucking go off on that movie if they did anything.
They pulled back.
Yeah.
So I did appreciate that at the end, but I did see the her getting money as soon as that attorney showed up and she looked up who he was.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, there's no reason for him to do this normally because the money would just go to his parents if he dies.
Right.
So he must be giving her something.
The money's just going to go back to Tywin fucking Lannister.
Yes. Yeah, can we talk about how...
Can we talk about Tywin Lannister?
Tywin Lannister, Finnick.
Finnick, Neville Longbottom.
And Daenerys.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Sarah O'Connor. Or Sarah Connor. Sarah Daenerys O'Connor. Sarah... I keep wanting to...
Sarah...
No, Sarah Daenerys Connor.
Sarah's...
Stormborn.
Mother of JC.
I just got the trident reference.
Wow.
Finnick.
Finnick.
Yep.
Finnick, wasn't his last name O'Dare?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where that's why I kept wanting to put O in there, because I didn't get that out.
Hmm. Neville Longbottom reminds me of one of my previous bosses. I'll give him an alias.
Neville or the guy in this movie? Because the guy in this movie is a real douche.
Well, yes.
Yeah, he played him really well, though.
Specifically the character he's playing. Let's give this previous boss an alias of Doug.
Don't worry. Accepted.
Everybody got it.
Everybody. I don't get it.
If you'd seen Doug and seen this guy, you'd be like, yeah.
I'm utterly confused right now. For reasons I
are
guess
we talking
I'll
about the actors.
I don't understand how, like, if this coyishness is sarcastic or. I'm getting a text message.
No.
I'm getting told.
I think he's pulling out a photo or something.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Yeah, okay. What you're saying.
Previous boss.
Okay.
All about fucking fitness and cycling and.
It is weird. It is weird.
Great audio, Alex. Thanks for that.
The internet will figure it out.
The internet will figure it out. Yeah, just Google Doug and then just imagine that guy.
The weird thing about Neville's character is he's obviously a douchebag, but he's not obviously a douchebag. It's right. Like, we all recognize the fact that he's douche-ish, but...
Like, there's that point halfway through the movie, it's like, he's really fucking trying.
Yeah.
It was like, I appreciated that because it's like, she's with this guy and you're trying to figure out why she's with that guy.
Yeah, it's
like... Have you seen him?
It's
yeah,
like,
I know why she's with him.
You realize that he's not, like, he's obviously not an awful person. It's just this relationship isn't...
I just don't think
he's not a match at all.
Yeah, they weren't compatible?
First off,
he was a bit self-obsessed.
Yeah.
The first scene where he's running, he is obviously a douche.
Yeah.
I'm the best entrepreneur in this city.
He got the award 2 years in a row.
I liked that he was wearing that.
That he made sure to tell her on the track. as though she wasn't there.
I liked that he was wearing that shirt.
I mean, but yeah, he's not like an asshole, though. He's not, no, he's not abusive. He's not, like, he's just...
Myopic.
Arrogant. Like,
yeah.
Which is, like, 90% of dudes.
Everybody.
Like, so... He's not an awful person. It's not like...
He's just a little too wrapped up in himself.
Right.
She was more so an accessory.
When he gives her the necklace with his name on it. So fucking
awkward. I wanted to say Neville so bad.
That was all they had in the shop.
Yeah. I was at the Battle of Hogwarts.
This is Longbottom.
Just be like, that's your favorite Hogwarts character.
I killed Nikki. Except not in the movie.
Except he did it.
Fuck this, the game. Except he didn't do it while he was on fire.
He didn't do it the way he's supposed
literally
to.
Literally on fire. Killing the snake from the flames. Because that couldn't be cool enough for the film. That's how you say shitty representation of text and parcel tongue.
Adam, they blew the whole budget on that fucking... on all the Quidditch scenes. Like,
was no Quidditch in the last movie.
Alright, well.
You want to start this?
There was hardly any Quidditch in any of the movies, actually.
Alright.
It was expensive to film.
Yeah.
So they took out a shit
also,
ton of the Quidditch.
Also, they realized that the game is so fucking broken that there's no point in putting it in there because people will question the stupid rules of that game.
Did you know that in the version of Quidditch...
It's broken. No, you can fan yourself all you want over there, and I know I'm on the... I've lost seconds over this, and it's okay, but it doesn't change the fact that that game is broken.
Did you know that in the Muggle version of Quidditch, we'll call it... the
Nomash.
Quidditch, whatever. The Nomadge. No, they don't have...
Nomash.
You
live in America, Alex.
Sorry.
It's a Nomadge.
The Nomadge version of Quidditch. People run around in broomsticks, and catching the snitch is only worth 30 points.
You're only worth 30 points.
All right, well.
That all of a sudden makes the game make complete sense.
Listen, Ireland won against
yeah,
Bulgaria.
All right.
Even though... Even though Crumb caught the snitch, so. Snitches and everything.
Broken.
No, but the way that it's broken, like, would not have that scenario happen for you.
Crumb caught the snitch. He got 150 points, but the other team won.
Yeah, because they had more points already. Yeah. And catching the snitch ends the game.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why Crumb would catch the snitch.
Yeah, why would you do that? Why would you ever
catch the snitch? I question that too, but Alex claims he understands.
Probably because Crumb wanted it to fucking end.
Yeah,
that's, he just wanted it
this
all to
is
end.
The stupidest game. I just want it to end.
After, immediately afterwards, he flew his broom straight down
in the,
and just ended it.
In the book, they go over, like, he just wanted it to end because it was obvious they were never going to fucking catch up.
No, yeah. That's not. That is not dialogue that happens in
Maybe
the book.
Maybe it was a crime for
They
help,
talk
the
about it in the book.
Headcanon.
No, no. What Harry says is that he wanted to end it on his own terms. Not, let's fucking end this because this game is never going to end. They specifically mention in the book that there are games that last for days.
I don't understand that.
It's a made-up world, Tony. Yeah.
Are you mad or
no? No, he's not. He's playing Quidditch with you right now, and you just grabbed the snitch.
Yep.
But you were behind.
Make America Nomads again.
Did you see Fantastic Beasts?
No. Not planning on it.
It's a good call.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a good call.
Holden saw it. Holden saw it this weekend.
And Holden was like, this was dumb.
Yeah. He came home, he's like,
what is wrong
that movie,
with you guys?
That good movie man. Was so dumb. He said, there's no plot to it.
Good man.
There is a plot to
it. I haven't seen it, so I can't speak for it. I just don't have any interest in it.
I mean, you can do that all you want.
Don't have any interest in what now? I zoned out for a second.
Fantastic Beasts.
Oh. No, I liked it for what it was. I preferred it over actually all the Harry Potter movies.
Get out of here.
So
I cannot believe what I'm hearing
was,
over there.
That was equivalent of when I do the hand clap.
So
get out of here.
So let me explain. All the Harry Potter movies, the books already existed.
Make it worse. Go ahead.
The books already existed, and then the movie was just a disappointment.
Listen, first off, this book exists already.
Care
no, it was not a book. It was a play.
Fantastic Beasts.
No,
Fantastic
this Beasts. Was a book.
Oh, it was a book?
It is
Cursed
book.
Child is the play.
Cursed Child is the play.
It's also awful. Do not read it.
Okay. Do not read Cursed
read
Child.
Plays.
Fantastic Beasts is a book that already
exists.
Okay.
Don't
does
do
it
anymore.
Yes.
I didn't know.
I have not read it. I have not read it for the same reason that I do not enjoy the movie. It is adjacent to Harry Potter, but it is not Harry Potter and relies too heavily. Why are we reviewing this movie now?
Well, I mean, we're not going to do a show about it.
We're just not talking about the movie we're supposed to.
I'm not getting sucked into this.
All right. Well.
That was so loud.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is why my arms are falling off.
I enjoyed Me Before You.
Yeah, we heard you say that before.
I don't know.
Didn't believe you then.
Julie and I watched it, and she read the book previously.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so she was book. Yeah. She was like, I'm after like the first 5 or 10 minutes, she's like, I'm tempted to stop the movie and give you some of the backstory of what's going on because apparently there's huge subplots that are cut out from the book.
Yeah, the organ harvesting.
Yeah. Mostly it's the story about the town. I guess the town is tanking because the big factory that was in the town closed, which she claims was mentioned in the movie. I must have missed that line.
That's why her dad was
out of
work.
It's implied.
Right. Yeah, I missed
that's why her dad was out of work. Because
and that's why the
face?
Shop closed
yeah.
that she worked at. Because it's like she's getting fired from this job, but she does a great job and everybody loves her. I don't understand why she got fired. And Julia said, oh, well, there was a line about the factory closing and nobody can work. And
the shop's closing because there's just no business.
There's no business. The town's drying up.
As a whole, I saw that as a town dying. To me, that could be called Granite City, Illinois, or Fenton, Missouri.
Yeah, well, apparently his family is the one that owned the factory that closed. That's why.
Yeah, he says that later.
Yeah.
Hey, you know this dickhead? Oh, yeah, I trained that guy.
Right.
Yeah.
What well, the? You're in a wheelchair.
That was a real tense moment.
No. Do you want to talk about tense moments? Do you want to talk about the most visceral scene in this movie? The scene where you're like, ugh, just make this fucking scene end. We all know what scene it is. It's where Neville's telling him about a fitness program.
Oh my god.
Where everyone in the room is like, ugh. Like everyone's trying to melt through their chair to get
make
out
it
of the
stop.
In my recliner at home, I'm trying to melt through my recliner to get out of the situation. I'm not there. I'm watching a movie. It's not real.
That's fine, because later he gets him back when he's like, you're a lucky man. She gives good bed baths.
What was funny is she didn't like fight it. Because, like, in her head, she's like, yeah, I do give good bed baths.
She's the mother of dragons. She gives bed baths in fire.
What?
I'm going to make a lot of Daenerys jokes. You better just strap in.
Hold on. Does she also play some person? What, I don't even
know. Yeah, Daenerys.
Game of Thrones.
The main character.
Show.
Daenerys Targaryen.
And she's also Sarah Connor in Terminator Genesis.
All right.
I
don't recognize actors and actresses.
I did see that. At the end of season one Game of Thrones, here's a spoiler for you. At the end of season one
Game of
Thrones,
not gonna watch it. Not a spoiler.
She gets into a huge pyre, lights it on fire, and then at the end, when it's died down, she emerges unscathed from the flame with three dragons. Have you seen that shirt that I wear that's the Pokemon battle? And there's one dude with a wolf, and then there's a chick with three dragons?
Mm-hmm.
She's the chick with three dragons.
Okay.
She's the fire. The other dude's the ice in A Song of Ice and Fire. And they're gonna...
Touch tips.
They're like at the opposite ends of the world, and they're going to cross the entirety of the world to touch tips.
Just the tip?
Probably more than the tip.
Okay.
But they're also brother and sister, I think, or at least cousins. But has not stopped other characters in the show. Don't worry.
But the Targaryens are cool like that.
Yeah, the Targaryens don't give a shit. Neither the Lannisters. You'll see.
I won't see. But it's
you
okay.
Probably won't see.
I'm going to bring up, there's a couple other movies that kind of fall into the same general storyline. One was made in 1988 with Richard Dreyfuss as the star. It's called Whose Life Is It Anyway, which touched on the same exact theme. In fact, it's actually, I would think, somewhat a more interesting movie. And then there was My Left Foot, which the main character makes a joke about when he first meets Lou. He tries to go do the spastic thing on him and then later apologizes for saying for doing my left foot impersonations.
Yeah. I haven't seen My Left Foot, so I didn't know the reference.
Well, My Left Foot is the main character is born with cerebral palsy. He has no control over his body at all until later on he can control his left foot, which he uses to make a life for himself in terms of art and writing and everything. He gets at least the control of that one limb. But in the movie Whose Life Is It Anyway, in this one, the big question is, you know, whether after having lived a life of the way you wanted to, and suddenly you can't do that anymore, is that life worth living? In the Dreyfuss movie, the big question was, would he be allowed? Can I be allowed to terminate treatment and just die? And this guy has the same thing, except that's not a question of legality. It's just a question of him leaving everybody behind. Because we don't find out until about midway in the movie that the only reason he's doing this is he promised his parents 6 months to try to see if he could to live in his handicap. But it turns out he can't.
I'm not really sure why he does that. Gives his parents 6 months.
Because they begged him to. They're not ready to let him go.
It was just a compromise.
Yeah.
Well, because they do kind of control his entire situation.
Yeah, like he literally can't.
He couldn't go through with it. Like he could refuse to eat, but then they could just hook him up.
He cut his wrists on something.
Right. Yeah. But they could. There's ways they could keep him from doing that.
Yeah.
You know.
Like he is very
well,
limited
the kind of the subplot of this movie is if you can't live the life you want to live, is it worth living at all?
That's
what she's essentially trying to convince him.
That's problematic because That seemed to be the story at first, which was why I was spiraling really quick at the beginning of the movie. Like, I don't like this movie. Like, I did not like it at the beginning because this guy just seems like a big fucking baby. Like, yeah, it sucks. Yes, you're paralyzed and that's fucking terrible. But people live, you know, people have lived and can live like that. It's not until, what, like 3/4 of the way through the movie where they say, oh, he's in tremendous pain.
Well, yes, then they drop that hole.
Which they never show at any point in the movie that he is in such pain.
Well,
she even says, but I've never seen that. Well, he hides it for you. And it's like, what the fuck is going on?
But he's continually getting sick.
And he has a cabinet full of meds he has to take on a very, very precise schedule.
Yeah, right. So does my cat. That doesn't really mean, like, there's mean he's in pain.
If you're...
Well, that's one of the plot drivers they use for this thing.
My cat is not paralyzed.
Yeah. I don't know. I understood that he was in a lot of pain as soon as they showed it the medicine cabinet. I was like, oh, like if you need like a blood thickener in the morning and a blood thinner at night and all these other things and like the pain pills, like you can give them two, but they make them irritable.
By the way, I like that Neville asked the serious questions about whether or not he could fuck. Everybody was on board with that, right?
Did he? I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
He did.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he did. Was scoping out enemy territory.
Well, this movie has kind of got, for me, has kind of got a little, a two-pronged approach in this thing. Is she going to essentially save his life and fall in love and she's going to take care of him the rest of his life? Or is he going to essentially do the die thing? Well, they drop the bomb at the end.
Do the die thing.
Yeah.
Like Mountain do the die thing.
I think.
Just die. Do the die thing.
Just die it?
Just die it.
Just die it.
I don't know. The guy was pretty in shape. I don't know that he necessarily needed that.
Well, it was great. It was not a Hollywood ending. It was kind of really sad when he essentially...
It was still a very Hollywood ending.
Well, not it's, in the it conventional
wasn't,
sense.
It wasn't a superhero ending where everybody was happy.
This was what's-her-face getting on the plane at the end of Casablanca. This is exactly the movie that Hollywood produces.
But Casablanca earned that ending.
Casablanca did earn that.
I'm glad they didn't pull a punch. I would have been upset if he changed his mind at the very end.
I would have too.
That would have been the Hollywood.
That would
ending.
Have been. That would have been.
That would have been much worse.
That would
than
have been
Hollywood
terrible.
Ending. No, that would have been the end of that last Superman show where I watched, where the fucking dirt comes off the coffin. Like that would have been the
Get
same
out.
Concept. I fucking hate that shit.
That would actually be the end of Superman 1, where he's forced to choose whether or not he's going to save some nation or Lois Lane. And so he just turns back time so he can do both. This is a shitty conclusion.
Yeah. No, I like this movie had a strong consequence.
Wait, what consequence?
He killed himself.
He dies.
That's not a consequence. That was his plan
was his
the
choice.
Whole time.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself in 6 months. All right, well, here's the consequence. No, it's not a consequence. Well, that was the plan.
Spoiler. He actually went through with it.
Yeah. That was the biggest spoiler.
That was the twist. The twist was that he didn't get
I was afraid saved. That he was not going to do it.
I know.
I
was
3/4 of the way through the movie. I'm like, if this dude doesn't fucking kill himself, I'm just going to shit out this DVD.
Jesus Christ. You got a DVD?
No, I rented it online.
Okay. I was like, what the fuck?
He's going to rip the hard drive out and
find
shit
a random DVD in the house.
Well, this whole movie kind of reminds me, it's one of these Lifetime made-for-TV movies where it gets you all weepy at the end and everything, and you end up, the girl comes out much better than she was before.
See, I never got emotional at the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was just because it telegraphed itself so much that, like, even at the end, when she goes to him, I'm like, he's not going to give up at this point. There's no reason for him to stop. That's not the resolution here. And as soon as he went, it was like, oh, wait a minute. Like just before he died, he's fucking loaded. That's what's going to happen. She's going to be just taken care of. It's going to be...
Nah, she wasn't taken care of, but she got...
a boost.
Yeah.
She kind of was taken care of.
No, like they say in the letter, like you can't just sit on your ass for the rest of your life with this money. But like,
but it's enough to restart her life.
Yeah.
Which most people consider that being taken care of.
Yeah, like, I'm about to say, if I got enough money to pay off all of my student loans, I would consider that to be a complete reset on my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she got nearly that much money.
100% reset on my life.
I assume she got maybe 50 grand.
She did get a
reset
because she was able to move out of her parents' house, and she doesn't have to worry about being the sole breadwinner for that whole family. Because that was the, again, in the beginning, they dropped that little.
Yeah, so that's not a reset. That's just being free.
Yes, like, you have been released from your bondage there.
Right. Like, she doesn't get a reset because she never got to start. Like, that's completely different.
Right, because he was basically, they threw the whole weight of the family support on her. Because he was the only one that had income of any sort.
But here's the thing about that, like. The only reason that she was stuck doing that was because her dad got laid off. But by that point in the movie, her dad had a job.
Well, maybe towards the late part of it, yes.
Yeah, so she wasn't supporting the family anymore. So there was literally nothing stopping her from just doing what she wanted.
Well, other than the fact she needed some capital there to get going again.
Well, you know, Clara Oswald seems to have gotten out just fine.
She wasn't burdened with trying to take care of the family.
Nobody helped me when I was on food stamps.
Neither was what's-her-face at that point. Neither was Daenerys. I'm only going to refer to these people as who they are from other
movies. Yeah, but she had spent all this time where giving all of her income to her family. So she starts with zero, whereas other people at her age would have had time to accumulate.
But not Clara. Not...
Her sister.
Her sister wasn't, again, her sister wasn't burdened with...
All right, I see what you're saying. All right.
Her sister went to school.
Yes, even though she did have a...
is planning on going, right, for fashion shit.
She wanted to. I don't remember why she said she didn't.
Because she's older than Clara. Clara's her sister in Doctor Who. She's the companion.
Was her name Clara? I thought it was like...
Clara Oswald?
Yeah, that might be it.
I don't know.
Which doctor was that?
Capaldi?
I didn't watch any Smith.
Spoiler, at the end, Clara Oswald gets into a time-traveling diner with Arya Stark, and they start flying around the galaxy. It's incredibly stupid.
I am so glad I tapped out of that.
Her name is Katrina.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But here's the deal.
I wanted to say
Doctor
Tina,
Who
but...
can be so good. The Silence in the Library is so good.
I don't know which
but
one.
But Doctor Who can be so shitty. Like,
I found that it's
time traveling diner.
I found that it's more often shitty.
It's
than
more
good.
Often shitty, but they give great speeches about how great humanity is.
Oh fuck, Westworld.
Stop.
Man,
I'm on episode 2.
I watched the season finale. So good.
I'm on episode 2.
You should watch the rest of
it. That's what
that
everybody
season.
Says. It's a weird thing. You have finished the season of something before I have. That's a bizarre twist of fate.
Guess what I started watching?
Two black guys?
Leftovers?
Oh, yeah. It's so good, isn't it?
I've literally just started. I've watched like 15 minutes of the first one again.
I'm
still to the point where I don't understand why this is good.
15 minutes in? All right, fine.
Yeah. Like, I watched 2 or 3 episodes and was like, this was really slow and boring. And I tapped out. Which I understand you need to get to, like, the 5th or 6th episode before it gets really good.
I can't help you.
I'm going to watch it.
Good. You should. Doctor Who's in it.
Okay.
Eccleston.
Mm.
The good one.
I like Eccleston.
Probably the second best. John Hurt was the doctor.
He was the war doctor, right?
He was the war doctor. John Hurt was really funny.
John Hurt's great and everything.
Yeah, John Hurt's great. You see that meme where, like, John Hurt's Ollivander, and he gives a wand to David Tennant. David Tennant is also the doctor. He gives a sonic screwdriver to
nice.
John Hurt. Nerd shit, man. Fucking nerds. Alright, so back to this movie. So what was the appeal of this movie again? Was it the Australian nurse? Because I understand that. Because we were all...
It was just... I mean, I wasn't... If we wouldn't have talked about the movie, I don't know that I probably would have ever seen it. If Julie would have brought it home, I probably would have watched it with her and then promptly forgot it. There's just not... There's nothing...
For me,
there was nothing special about it. Mm-hmm. It didn't drive me emotionally. The story was solid. I mean, it was a solid, well written story. The acting was great. I mean, I had zero problems with the acting. Like nothing stood out for me. It was all just well done.
What you might consider, would you consider this like a date movie? I mean, yeah. you can both go and enjoy. But it's nothing you're going to remember 10 years from now.
I don't know if I'd jerk off to this in a theater.
That is a weird classification for date movie.
Just depends on how you're dating, I guess.
Shouldn't they be jerking you off in the theater?
Mm-mm. No, they got a cucumber to contend with, I guess.
Mm. No, they're 4 seats away. It's competition. So here's the thing, like, the caretaker plot in this was not as good as the caretaker plot in Gilbert Grape.
Okay.
So, it was different. I mean, it was
different. Well, I mean, obviously Johnny Depp wasn't trying to fuck his brother.
Well, there's that.
But
Kayla, you brought this movie to us.
Yeah, I did bring this movie to us.
So what was your draw to it? What?
My friend recommended me to watch it.
Well, I understand that's how it was recommended to you. But
I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed the acting. I didn't think it was as trite as everyone seems to be saying it
I don't
was.
Think it's trite. I just didn't...
Yeah. So everyone...
I'm right here. I will own trite if no one else here... is strong enough to carry it.
I think it was culturally relevant.
Because America is paralyzed?
And probably needs to...
just die?
Jesus Christ!
Just fucking end
no,
it.
It's...
And Brexit is taking care of us?
It's a culturally relevant subject, like assisted suicide.
See, the...
It's something that's hotly contended. I thought the... I thought his choice would be more controversial to this group.
My problem with it was that the choice wasn't the focus. The choice was discussed, but there wasn't
the focus isn't his choice, it's them coming to terms with his choice. It's not him making the choice, it's them learning that it isn't their choice.
For me, the better movie takes place just between him and his parents. She's not in it at all.
Mm. You need a gateway character.
I don't think his relationship with his parents.
I don't need a romantic subplot for the story, though.
Ugh. I don't think his relationship with his parents for this character was in a good place. I don't think he would have talked to his parents like he talked to the character, the nurse.
But that would have been a more challenging movie to write, to act, to watch.
It would have been silence. It would have been a silent movie.
No,
no.
I mean, you would
be more contentious.
You would actually write dialogue.
I mean, that's kind of the point. People just staring across the room at each other. Yeah, I'm still gonna fucking kill myself.
Yeah, like the choice was never in the movie. The choice was not, it was just I'm doing this, and then everyone's like, don't do this, and he's like, nope. Still doing it. Like
It wasn't even don't do it. It was we don't want you to do it. I'm doing it. We don't want you to do it. I'm doing it.
The problem is you don't see him arrive at the conclusion, which is why the choice doesn't feel like a choice. It's just what's going to happen.
I don't need that.
It is just what's going to happen. That's right. The point. The story isn't about him making a choice. It's about how everybody else needs to come to terms with his choice. It's not about... should I kill myself? Shouldn't I kill myself? Like, do I have something to live for? It's, I have made this choice for these very specific reasons, and you guys either need to, support me and rally for me, or you need to get the fuck out of the way. Because
I didn't feel they earned the resolution with mom coming to grips with it.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel like there was any growth to that story. Because clearly she's the one that has the biggest problem. It's him against mom.
Tywin Lannister doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Tywin knows.
You and your whore.
You and your whore.
Because you know he's just going to take her later and bed her.
Well, he does.
Yeah.
He fucking chains her to the bed too.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Game of Thrones.
The dad is Tywin. The dad is a bad dude.
He's a terrible guy. Just terrible.
But he's a great character.
It just didn't feel like mom's
acceptance. Mom complained about it for a long time, and then when they get back from Hawaii, she's like, "What hell? What happened? Okay, now I'm fine with it." You don't see any of the in-between. She chases Daenerys out of the airport, and then, okay, we're leaving, and then she's fine with it.
I mean, this movie pretty much focuses on Lou the whole time anyway, right? Like, you don't see it.
Okay, so that, but I mean, but if the movie is about people coming to terms with it...
What does Lou have to come to terms with? She's known this guy for a couple of months.
Well, by 6 months by this time, but yes.
I don't know. It seems like she was raised in a situation where suicide is never okay and all that stuff. So,
where are you getting that from?
Her family discussing it?
Mm-hmm.
Our mom does freak out about it, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But her dad doesn't.
Yeah. I would personally have problems with someone coming to this decision, but in the end, it's their decision. I can have problems with choices other people make, but in the end, it's their choice.
I'm right here, Tony. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're the one.
I know. Yeah, but most people don't feel that way, especially about assisted suicide.
What do you mean?
Most people are aggressively against assisted suicide.
It depends on
evangelicals.
Regardless of your religious background, the knee-jerk reaction to people who have not examined the question thoroughly is, this is wrong.
It's the same knee-jerk reaction to abortion.
Right.
Well, everybody can sit on the sidelines in the subject, but until it happens to you or someone you know, it's a rather abstract topic.
No. Let's start fencing in this discussion a little bit. When we say assisted suicide, that means that the person is unable to do it themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we saying that? In the context of the movie, that is the case.
In the context of the movie, it was very definitely the case. He tried to do it. He tried to kill himself.
I don't think assisted suicide is that specific. There are plenty of people who are terminally ill who could complete suicide on their own.
Yeah, that's
there are also
I'm not just withhold treatment and there, just let there nature are also take its people course. Who
in the course of every day decide to stop treatment.
Yeah, but that causes an extreme.
Which is
amount
not
of
which
pain.
Is also
specifically,
not
specifically
suicide,
there was recently but... a story in the news, a woman who lived in California was terminally ill.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that she stopped treatment. She moved to Oregon where assisted suicide is legal. It wasn't stopping treatment. It wasn't anything like that. They gave her a pill. Like, that's the procedure is to terminate your life.
Right.
So, like, it's broader than what
I'm not trying to fence it in that way. I'm just saying, for purpose, let's just start taking the pieces individually. Okay. Assisted suicide. You are perfectly capable of killing yourself, but you need someone else to do it for whatever reason. In this case... it's legal in Oregon, so she went there for whatever reason.
You want a pill, you don't want to...
Wherever she went.
Wherever
Oregon,
she went.
Oregon, Washington, or something. Yeah.
Probably Washington, because there are a bunch of godless heathens there.
Yeah.
I wonder if the same life insurance rules apply where you don't get it.
No, it's clearly a suicide.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. The life insurance policies have a... typically, they'll have like a 3-year window.
Yeah, but suicide...
Something like that.
What? No, suicide kills it.
It depends on the life
Every
insurance policy.
Death of a salesman.
I read the life insurance policy that my work provides because I was curious.
I'm confused. From a three-year period?
Yeah. If I had gotten the policy and I killed myself within 3 years of getting it, it doesn't pay out. After 3 years, it does.
That's so weird.
I agree.
The ones that I know of don't pay out at all,
yeah.
Period. Mm-hmm. There's certain riders that won't pay
we'll
out that in war. Like if you're killed in war, they don't pay out.
Right.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
No, that's
fucked pretty up. Standard.
Pretty standard.
I feel like
life insurance.
I'm still saying it's fucked up. Yeah. Like, if standard or not, that's
no,
I feel like the circumstances around the decision to die, like, matter, right? Like, there are instances where you are not capable of making an informed... You are not capable of...
You can have no consent.
No.
I don't want to say it like that, but like that. Like, you're not capable of making the decision for whatever reason. And, like, I think depression falls into that scope of things. Like, you are not in your right mind to make that decision reasonably. Like, there is something broken there that needs to be addressed.
Like, I think the Terminator is informed consent.
No.
Informed consent is not exactly the way.
Well, they're, put it away, not competent to make that decision.
You are in an altered state of mind.
So, with the amount of pain medication that this guy was supposedly on, would he have been?
Yeah, I mean, this is where I think the circumstances matter. Like,
right?
It's not. He's not making this on like a. This isn't a bad day's decision.
Right. This is something
like
that
you
he's...
don't prepare for. Some like you don't tell a bunch of people and prepare for something for 6 months.
Well, not to mention like
on a whim,
you don't just show up at the assisted suicide clinic.
No, you have to go through a series of psychological evaluations.
Plus, paperwork. As far as the timeline of this movie was concerned, the accident happened years prior, right?
1 year.
Was it 1 year?
1 year.
1 year at the start of the movie, I think.
Yeah, so he's lived with this for a while because clearly, like, all of his physical scarring, open wounds, there is none.
And also,
they talk about how the first year he was like super gung ho about physical therapy, and it was just obvious that it was not taken.
Yeah, like, this is the other factor. Like in terminal cases, like you are not getting better.
he was not living at a quality of life that he was comfortable with. So
the one thing I felt as a viewer of this movie that I was cheated out of. Was
a dicks. Neville nude scene?
A well, Neville Finnick.
That's always the case.
Continue.
Trident. Trident wand scene where they get entangled. Like the wand gets entangled.
Would Neville Finnick and the Australian nurse?
Oh, the damn Trident. It, oh, the nurse. I forgot about the nurse.
That's the Trident.
That's the Trident. That's the Trident. Tywin's like the shaft. Yeah, what is that again, Siri? What I was missing.
What I felt cheated out on was they talked about that he was in great pain. They showed the medicine cabinet, but there was never any indication that this guy wasn't just feeling fine.
He got sick that one night.
Getting sick isn't the same as being in constant excruciating pain.
I mean, pneumonia is no fun.
He got sick that one night. He got sick on a separate occasion, and they mentioned when he's in the hospital, they're like, yeah, this happens frequently.
His words were something like he just had a cough, and they're like one cell, they're like a little bit of bacteria in your lungs is not a big deal, but in his lungs, that's like
huge problem. I think what Tony's saying is that he needed more like, oh yeah, like the nerve damage he has means that his nerves aren't just dead. They're like constantly on fire. Like they
but
need,
I don't
like,
know that that was, I don't think that was the case.
I know, but when they talk about how much pain he's in, they don't really specify what that means
right.
exactly.
There's it's
like
it's
is it an
super
emotional
vague.
Thing? Like he misses his old life, or like is it like this horrible racking physical pain you just don't see because he can't move? They're non-specific.
It was generally vague and unspecific, and I just wanted more out of it because I wanted to understand why this guy made that choice. I know he made the choice. That was clear. But the only explanation they give her is because he's in so much pain. What does that mean?
I don't know. Somebody give me a motorcycle. Tony standing in the street.
I donor cycles.
I'll work it out.
Are you threatening to paralyze Tony just so he will understand this movie?
Yes.
I think this is science. That was no threat. This is experimentation. I'm down. I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
That's some commitment to this podcast, man.
Almost 11 years in.
We'll get the slow-mo guys
on the line.
Tony's just ready.
We'll get the slow-motion guys out here so they can record me hitting you. We'll get like a crossover going on across the streams.
You never crossed you.
I can't say anything bad about the movie.
So here's the here's
and that's the just that, it. It's it was okay.
And here's the like so I've been trying to work this out. So like suicide is not an unfamiliar topic in my life.
Right.
like, my aunt committed suicide. My other aunt has tried to commit suicide. I have had people in my immediate family who have attempted to commit suicide. This is not like, I've got a lot of suicide in my realm of experience. And, like, this movie hit none of those, like, emotional triggers for me, which is really weird because that's not what this movie was about.
Right.
It's not about a suicide. Like, it's a totally different classification of what was going on here. Like, that dude had full command of his faculties to make this decision. And so, like, the weird part for me is that everybody who was just not on board with it. Like, I understand the concern, but, like, hey, mom and dad, it's not your choice. Like, chillax.
Right.
But, yeah, but you made...
But even as a parent, I can understand why they would want...
Yeah, no, I get that.
I mean, and I get that.
No parent wants to see their kid...
No parent wants Tywin to see their kid in pain.
Except for Tywin.
Or dead.
Or dead.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's the terrible choice, you know, and... But they don't ever address the fact that the parents are concerned about his pain. It's, we don't want him to die. It's
well, the dad specifically, when he gets into the argument with the mom, he says...
When I say parents, I'm really talking about mom.
Yeah.
Because dad's always down for this. Dad's ready to...
Dad's ready to help out. Where's the plug? Dad's I'll take
hey,
care of
it. Hey, when it's prophesied that your child will end you,
yeah,
DTK, you need to make sure that... That shit gets cut off.
DTE down to end.
No, I. At first, I thought Dad was like super distant, not there, just like a drive-by dad.
I think Dad had already resigned himself to.
Yeah, that at the end of the movie, that's how I felt.
Dad had already gone through the stages of grief, and he was already at acceptance.
Yeah,
and he was just waiting for Mom to get there because Mom was still bargaining.
Fuck.
No, that's exactly right.
Sometimes people spell shit out and it just God damn
well,
it.
Well, shit, that's what that all meant.
God damn it. Fucking David. When you do this to me, you're David. When I see you in the waiting room of the doctor's office, you're Adam.
Yeah, I mean, it just felt like this movie could have been more about the conversation of certain topics, but that's not what the movie was. That's not what the story that was presented. So it's
what's interesting about
it's this, like, we can talk about assisted suicide, but that's not really what this movie was about.
The most interesting thing about this is that the story is Daenerys is coming to terms with this, but we have not talked about her like at all.
Right.
You know, so we've like just completely removed her from the discussion. Because
but that's your guys' decision because you guys have decided it would be a better movie if told from the parents. But I don't think
that was my decision. That was my thing. I'll own that.
I like the angle from the story was told. I was upset at her situation with her current boyfriend. I don't know.
Why?
It just seemed weird. I don't know.
I wasn't upset with the situation. They were just another ill-fitted couple who had yet to figure out that they were ill-fitted. That was just a thing.
Like, right. Yeah. Well, their relationship was going through the motions.
Right. Like,
relationship was really weird.
She should have ended that relationship
on the track.
Yeah.
But that's just it.
No, you're right. It should have, like, that should have been the end of their relationship.
But that's the thing. She's such a doormat. She doesn't want to lose.
I don't.
The one. See, she doesn't no. want to lose this one.
Doormat's not the right word. She's not a doormat.
Okay.
When she started running.
She is eternally optimistic.
Well, yeah.
And I think that's completely different than somebody who just lets
people trot all over her. But she keeps hoping Patrick will turn around and actually be the kind of partner she wants. And he doesn't. He just keeps living for himself.
We see him be that person. So, I don't know. I feel like we can make the assumption that he has been that person in the past.
Yeah, because he does. Like, the apology dinner is like, hey, I've been a dick lately.
And it was, I felt, I mean, when I watched that, I was like, okay, that's like, realistically seems like a really sincere apology.
Until he says, and it's only 300 calories. Oh, fuck this guy. No, an apology dinner is at least 3,000 calories.
No, that's a real relationship thing.
Yeah,
like, where you sit down, you're like, hey,
yeah.
Like, I realize these things, have been happening. I'm sorry. Like, there's no relationship where if people were following you around with a fucking camera, everyone would be like, yeah, no, that relationship's right. That's good. Yeah. A relationship is sitting down to dinner and being like, I kind of fucked that up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get divorced.
You do stupid things. You apologize. Stupid.
I'm taking my necklace back.
Yeah.
That, he wears it.
I'm putting it. Wear. See him now. It's my name.
I'm putting it back around my dick where it was before.
That scene where she's running down the track with him holding her boobs. I was like, does she have a stitch in her chest already? And she's like, I'm not wearing the bra for this. I was like,
what, a stitch in her chest?
Yeah.
Do you get stitches in your chest when you run?
Yeah.
What?
Isn't that a thing?
No. What the fuck are they doing? When was the last time you ran?
Oh, God, it's been a few years.
You get a stitch in your side. A
stitch in your side?
Like right in stitch here.
You don't get chest. That sharp pain in your lungs where there's like a gas bubble
that's
or some
not a
shit?
Stitch.
No, that's an aneurysm.
That's asthma.
Yeah, that's you dying.
All right. That's a pulmonary embolism.
Ha ha ha, Alex's body has problems.
Don't run anymore.
Yes. No, don't run again.
This is the assisted suicide discussion we were having before. Don't run anymore.
Or run. If you feel that's the way you need to go.
But just, understand the choice you're making.
Just run it out.
Just
make sure that life
that
insurance policy
immediately.
Is.
Your time is running out.
Paid off.
I also understood that scene immediately.
Yeah, I laughed. I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny, too. All
right. But my first thought was actually, does she need to do this?
She's a mother of dragons, Tony.
She is a mother of dragons, yeah.
She does need to do that.
I can't think of anything else to talk about.
Jesus, Alex, you don't have to shove noise into every silence. You're so uncomfortable when it's quiet. Like,
the nice thing is when it's completely quiet, truncate silence takes care of
everything.
I know,
and then Alex is like, So there is no fucking way for truncated silence to work. He's just, it makes him so
See,
anxious.
The thing is, I have to find, in every recording, I have to find like 2 to 3 seconds of completely dead air.
Yeah,
so that I can so that I can clean up the noise, the just the background noise that always happens. By the way, that was just it.
Yeah.
No, I like. I actually liked her character.
Really?
I did. She was charming and optimistic, and she. She didn't give up. She was trying to do... In the beginning, she was trying to do her job, which was a noble place to start because it was a job and she was trying to do the best she could at it. Mm. But then she realized that her job also entailed being there for this person, and she legitimately wanted to and was trying to and was getting through to him and engaging with him. I don't know.
Her sister's the real MVP, though, when it comes to, like, her realizing... Cause she has, like, 2 heart-to-hearts with her or something. Or no, the second one's with her dad.
Heart-to-heart and a Skype-to-Skype.
Right, sure. No, not that. When she's picking out the dress, not that one. No, when they're sitting in the field and she's like... Well, he still has, you know, so many months left. Like, do something. Like, make sure that that's, like, a fucking kick-ass time. Like,
yeah.
Her sister's a real MVP when she's like, I gotta quit.
Yeah, that's why she's the doctor's companion.
Yeah, that was the point when that was the point when then why is she willing to give up? That it didn't seem it seemed out of character.
Wait, can I be Rory?
I thought she was just overwhelmed.
I didn't like
it. Yeah,
and that's fair. I mean,
and she just wanted to eject.
I think I felt like that was again that knee-jerk reaction where it's like, I can't be a part of this. Like, he can't kill himself. I can't. I have to wash my hands of the situation.
Well,
and her
yeah.
sister's like, or you could get him some strippers.
Yeah. Take him to Hawaii and fuck him up. That's right. And then be really confused when he's still going to kill himself. Even though he has told you repeatedly that that's going to happen.
Yeah, but she had, like, fallen in love with him and, like...
Did she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did she fall in love with the idea of him, of saving him? Or over these 3 months, did she fall in love
six
with this
months.
Guy? 6 months. Did she...
You can fall in love with a person in 6 months.
I'll accept that.
What are you, counting what? The days or something?
What if my coworkers met somebody and married them within 6 months?
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bad decision.
Did they order them out of a catalog?
Nope.
If this was an assisted suicide and you were telling me about that, I'd ask you if you'd actually thought it through.
I swear I actually know people that I don't know for sure, but I am convinced that the women that they have married or are going to marry came from a catalog.
Oh, no, that's a real thing.
Oh, I know it is.
There's a...
No, I'm just saying, anecdotally, I think I know people that have done this.
There's a catalog. Whole thread on Reddit where people are like, holy shit, I just realized my mom was a mail order bride. Like, there's a whole thread on Reddit about people realizing that, like, their parents are mail order brides or they know somebody who was a mail order bride or husband.
It's, or husband, don't or
it's
husband
a very common
me.
Thing.
Yeah, because how many times is it a mail order?
What woman is ordering a fucking man?
Wait, does he come from Sweden, like an IKEA man?
Okay.
Some assembly
is
required.
He 6.5 foot tall.
Business venture.
Is he flat packed?
They ordered a Thor.
Is he ripped?
Some assembly required.
But
check out my pecs.
Here's the problem, though. No one in Sweden is trying to escape to the United States.
None of them.
No one's ordering a Russian man.
Did you see where China is trying to get software developers and
yes.
engineers to come to China because of Trump? Except when I look at China, I'm like, no, I'm afraid that's what's going to happen to us.
Also, China's
well,
like
this way you can just
gross.
Save yourself the 4 years of agony. Just like, jump right
yeah,
in China.
China's really
like,
bad.
You do not want to live in any of the cities in China. Because like, the perpetual fog... from the pollution is just
yeah. Let's
like,
just call
out
it,
of control.
Let's call it fog and not smoke. I don't fucking know what
the
to call it.
Food and water is poisonous. You yeah. Russian roulette every time you eat something or drink something.
I mean, that is not that much different from here. But
yeah, it is.
When was the last time you were at Qdoba? I live dangerously every Wednesday.
That's yes. why we go to Qdoba, not Chipotle.
Yeah. Chipotle is the mind killer.
I've actually been in a Chipotle more recently than a Qdoba.
Yeah, that's why
I've
you're
never been to a Chipotle.
Dying inside.
I had never been to a Qdoba either until Adam took us there. David,
Chipotle has like
you mean broadening your horizons.
Chipotle has
oh,
like an equal
get a little culture in
it's,
here.
It's both.
God damn it! I fixed that problem. I found out I was wrong, and I fixed it. The problem has been resolved.
What are we talking about now?
You know what?
I used to say the word both.
Both?
With
both.
A
bell
and both.
Both.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now I have made a great
both.
Effort. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I catch myself saying it wrong, I fix it.
Yep.
By the way, there's both. A competitor both. For Stanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. No.
Spanksgiving.
That's the thing. No. That's following up from our conversation about
you doubling down on.
No.
I can't do this.
Nope.
I can't
nope.
do this again.
I am proposing something completely different. Wanksgiving. Because everybody knows how the night's really going to end. Fight me on this. Fight me on this.
Fight me.
I don't like that one.
It's too close to home, doesn't it?
Wanksgiving.
Mm.
Nah, fuck this. I'm sticking with Stank. This is my holiday. You
I
guys
like
can
wank.
Do whatever.
I like Wanksgiving.
Yeah.
I still like
Thanksgiving. I like Thanksgiving, though, so you can call it whatever
reject
fuck you
it.
Want.
Maybe we should leave it to the listeners.
No.
Yes.
All five
of
them. You.
We probably have enough that we could actually get.
Yeah, you know what we should do? We'll make it an electoral college, whatever. They'll be the popular vote. I'll be the electoral college vote. I'll just vote however I want.
No, here's
done.
Here's what it is. You get one vote for every dollar you donate.
Oh, there you go.
Podcast.
Oh, that was another thing I wanted
finally,
to talk
we've
about.
Arrived at capitalism.
There we go.
A truer form of government.
By the 11th year, this podcast will become profitable.
So, at my work, our IT department sponsors a low-income family for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked for like this huge list of stuff, like house supplies and all this other stuff. And I'm like, that's cool, but it's complicated. I don't want to buy stuff and bring it to work. So I sent out an email like, hey, I'm just going to get a, you know, prepaid credit card. Does anybody else want to go in on this with me? $400 later, I was like, oh, people give money.
Yes. It's very fungible.
It's hard.
No.
Stuff.
Number one was the fact that you offered to do it. Yeah. So yeah. Literally all the, they all didn't the have to go buy
I don't have to do anything. Fantastic.
They, yes. They all just sent me money.
Oh, yeah. Here's PayPal. Look. Done. Now I don't have to talk to anybody.
And I get to feel good about myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm a good person.
And then you can all just run down to Costco that is and they can spend all their money.
True.
Also, I found out that prepaid credit cards only go up to $200.
The ones so you that just we pocketed found? The other $200 and you made a sweet deal.
So I got two.
Good.
Good. So yeah.
So my final review of this movie is lukewarm. I mean, I feel Luke like Meyer that's... warm.
I'm going to give it a hot tub. Maybe one with a time machine in it.
With one with a time machine? I was going to ask if there was a time machine.
Yeah, there's a hot tub with a time machine in it.
Go back to before you watched the movie?
I'd watch it again. I would watch this again, yeah.
This movie?
Mm-hmm.
Her? God damn it, Alex. You even watched Arrested Development.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, your girlfriend over there. Yeah, Anne's my girlfriend. Her?
You said her. I was thinking of the movie Her.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I tried to watch that. I couldn't.
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Oh, my God. You've watched Arrested Development. Yeah. Anne is the voice of Katara.
Okay.
God damn it, Alex.
I don't put these things together.
Well, that's why I'm spelling them out for you.
Do you know how long it took me to put together Leela's voice in Futurama was Peggy from Married with Children?
Was it the episode where they plainly spell it out?
Yes.
She was also Gemma on Sons of Anarchy. And she cut some bitches.
Oh, yeah.
She cut some bitches.
But how big is her hair?
Short.
Yeah.
Not. It's shorter. It's not as big.
It's not as big.
It's not as big.
It's smaller.
Yes.
Whenever I hear that voice now, I can only see Leela and Peggy.
Long like, and small.
What? What the fuck?
It's an accurate description.
I am not incorrect.
Oh, fuck. I had something and I lost it with Leela. Like, it just got erased.
Oh, we can talk about Futurama until it comes back.
No. That was not. That is the we opposite. We talk
about the episode with the dog?
Yeah. Which the episode one?
We don't talk
the
about.
The one.
I know.
The episode.
Oh, I'm still riding this high where that trivia question got asked last night about Smokey and the Bandit.
And the answer was?
Jesus. Coors.
Coors Light.
No, Coors. They didn't have Coors. Light at the time.
Alex was wrong.
He counted it.
He said Coors Light.
Did he?
All right, I'll fight you, David.
He counted it.
I'm right.
Are you right? Yeah. Or have you just convinced yourself that you're right?
Don't try and turn this around on me. I don't need to convince myself I'm right because
we did very poorly at trivia last night.
Yeah, we did.
Worse than normal.
We had one round where
so you didn't get drunk?
Four. Oh, no. No, mission accomplished.
Oh, well.
We had one
like
round
George W. Bush banner mission accomplished. A fucking aircraft carrier. Mission accomplished.
We had one round where we got 4 points.
Mm.
Was that one of the audio rounds?
Yes. Yeah.
It was the second audio round.
It was
the audio round where it was Sam Hunt, cousin of Mike.
Like 8 answers.
And then Adam gets to a certain point where he goes,
Sam
Mike.
Hunt is a country singer.
Okay.
And why was I answering Sam Hunt to everything?
I don't know.
I don't know why.
It got to a certain point where Adam goes, Mike Hunt. Cousin of Mike. I'm like, wait, are there two Mike Hunts? And I was like, no.
Listen, you want the responsibility of having the pen in round 5.
Yeah.
That means somebody else has to wield the power.
One of the other rounds were really bad, too.
Yeah, it was the 60s, and then the other one was pop gossip.
I feel like we did worse in the 60s than we did on Pop Goss.
We did so bad in the 60s.
Yeah, we did. We did much. We got like 13 or we got 12 or 13 on the gossip one.
That's easy shit.
Yeah, it's just that it was easy, so everybody else got much higher.
Yeah.
But the fucking 60s one.
What did Mila and Ashton Kutcher name their baby? Mashton.
Damn it, they said the name.
Black I don't Swan. Remember.
Gideon? It was something stupid like that.
Gideon? Oh, it was Dimitri.
There it is.
Oh, and then there was a fucking... One of the 60s questions was, what was the first cosmonaut to conduct a spacewalk?
Dimitri.
So we put Sergei.
No, we put Sergei Sogei.
Oh, Sergei Sogei, that's right.
But it was actually Dimitri something.
No, it was Alexei.
Oh, yeah.
It was Alexei something.
See, at one point I actually knew the answer to that, but I don't remember. It's not coming to me.
As soon as I asked the question, I'm like, well, they said cosmonaut, so that's a Russian.
And well, he did say Russian cosmonaut.
Yeah.
I don't think he did. Well, he just said the first cosmonaut to do a spacewalk.
Gagarin?
No, Gagarin was the first in orbit.
Oh, that's right.
If it was a U.S. person, it would have been an astronaut.
You're an astronaut?
This is an astronaut. Sick now bird. I gotta look it up. Then they asked a Packers question. I got it wrong. Wearing my Packers jacket.
We all fucked up a question that we should have gotten right.
Alex got a Mustang question.
You got a Mustang question.
They asked what the first model year for Mustangs is.
Alex is like, oh, I got this.
Ford called it 1965. Everybody else calls it 1964.
Model year.
Yeah, the first model year was 1965, except the Mustang that came out in late 64 was different from the one that came out in 65.
Oh.
So most people call it 64 or late 64. And I said 64.
This is a long way to say I'm wrong.
I was fucking wrong on a Mustang question.
All right.
Somebody just asked me if we're doing a Harry Potter podcast, and I'm wondering why we're not.
Because we've already done it. Because
I've already done them.
Well,
we've
done
all of them.
No, I don't mean reviewing. I don't mean reviewing the movies.
Oh.
I mean just you know, a Harry Potter podcast.
You know when we talked about it in chat the other day? That's about everything I have to say about it.
About what?
Harry Potter.
Forever?
Yeah.
Don't read Cursed Child.
Also, don't read Cursed Child.
You said that. I was recapping.
I feel like that isn't all you ever have to say about Harry Potter.
It's done.
All right, then we'll never talk about Harry Potter again.
Please.
That's going to be super awkward for Friday when we're all at Barnes & Noble in our dress robes.
Adam isn't going to be there.
Yeah, I already have plans.
Ugh, fucking
Adam hell. Invited us to this thing just to tell us he was busy.
That sounds about right.
We should all go volunteer down at the soup kitchen. Oh, I got plans.
You guys go on ahead without me.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm not going to the Harry Potter Yule Ball with you. I hope that this isn't a great inconvenience while you're there having a great time.
I have to go to bed early on Friday.
You don't have to. You choose to.
I have to drive Julie and Aaron to the airport at 3 a.m.
Where are they going?
Why are you even going to bed?
You have Uber. Because
I need to be able to drive home.
They don't have
it's
Uber.
It's too far. It's too far of an Uber.
Oh.
They don't have Uber.
They don't have Uber here?
You have to start in St. Well, no, if you're going
you
to
can,
St. Louis.
If you're going to St. Louis, you can get Uber.
And that's an awfully long Uber.
Hold on. We definitely used Uber at Archon.
Did you actually use it, or did you just call an Uber driver and then feel like, why are you here?
No, I didn't use it. But he definitely showed up at the hotel.
Wait. What are we talking about?
I didn't think I actually ordered it. I was just looking to see if
the
there
best
was
part
one.
Is it's what like 4 o'clock in the 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. Your phone rings without thinking about it. You look at it and answer, and you're like looking off into the distance, like you're listening to a conversation. Wait, what are we talking about? That was fantastic. Like, look. Asshole, there's really only a few people that are going to be calling you at this specific time.
First off.
Most of them are in the room.
Right.
First off. No, I got nothing. The real question is, have you seen these Voight-Kampff test memes?
Yes.
They're so good. They're so good.
I have.
I read them all at the bar last night, and then I read them again when I got home, and they were just as funny.
What was the one? It's like the bus driver's talking to his hand. Like,
that's a good one. That's my favorite. God damn it. You're on a bus. The driver is arguing with a face he's drawn on his hand. He tries to hide it, but you realize it's your face. The picture sells it. The picture. That's not my favorite, though. My favorite is you're on an airplane. Over the intercom, the pilot announces he's leaving the cockpit to fight you. Your wife looks away.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. And it's always the wife looking away that gets me. Every time.
So, someone recently asked me for a copy of the Big Trouble in Little China episode.
Is that not available?
I guess they couldn't find it easily.
Sure.
Like, I guess Google wasn't available to them.
Did you shake the pillars of Earth?
I did, and I made it happen, and I got them the link for it. But I was looking at the show notes for that episode. That
you weren't on it.
I wasn't on it. It was episode 117. So that's been a while now, because this recording is episode 396,
oh my God, what?
Yeah. So, how long in the show notes.
Doing this? Oh my God, since 2008.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's 2016. Shit.
Yes.
It's
been a while. Oh my God, Trump's going to be president.
That's not surprising.
Let me just catch you up.
Don't worry. Don't worry. David Bowie will keep it from happening.
Fuck.
David Bowie and Harambe.
Backed up by Alan Rickman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see where people...
Alan Rickman on guitar.
Did you see where people have been putting Harambe and Alan Rickman like on the tops of their Christmas trees?
Yeah.
Jesus. Anyway, the first show note in that episode is Adam is now David.
That's a good year.
I can highly recommend the comic books, too.
Oh, yeah, I heard about those.
Yes, they're really good.
When I type in Adam into Facebook, the first thing that comes up is a page called Adam Ruins Everything.
That's a pretty funny show. We watched it. We recorded it.
I don't come up first.
No, it does.
Adam Conover.
I was about to say, I should probably come up first unless you have another friend named Adam.
Nope.
All right, yeah, so I got to go.
Made up the story, Alex. It's,
no, if I type in Adam. Today,
so. Oh, geez, yeah.
It's Adam unbeat. Ruins everything comes up. Well, first, I guess so, if you, like, there's that box where it... puts recommended searches.
There's people and then not, like, your friends come up first and then, like, the next section.
No, not even my friends. Like, usually if you type in a name, like, even people who aren't on your friends list come up.
Yeah.
Right.
But this will be, all right.
But the people you know come up first.
I'm just going to show you.
Are you telling me people you don't know come up on your list before me? Because that's bullshit, Facebook. That's fucking bullshit.
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm first.
I'll be here.
These are searches.
See you
later.
So, like, I can search for Adam David Pania comments. What I'm saying is these are results.
Fucking Facebook.
Adam ruins everything.
It's true. It's so true.
And I always see it and I'm like,
yep. Facebook knows what's up.
As a matter of fact, in the results,
I am there, but I'm always fifth. Like, I'm like after six. Column Adair. God damn it.
Adam, you need to get some SEO.
This is the white man's burden right here, Tony.
Zuckerberg knows that you want to be called David instead.
And why does he change his name to David on Facebook?
I know.
Because in my mind, I only recognize people by their Facebook names.
For pornographic reasons. Yeah.
I'm confused.
How else will people find me in my amateur porn business?
I mean, if you're going to go by David, I'm going to go by Goliath.
Wait, don't. Why would you burn yourself like that?
Perhaps you haven't thought this. Is this an assisted suicide thing?
Doesn't matter. Goliath is bigger.
Yeah, but the whole point
it's
of
how
the
you
story...
use it.
You're telling yourself that, David.
When I'm king of Israel, I will tell myself that.
All right, you got nothing.
This is gonna be a weird porno.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be. It's already a weird porno. Like, this is what we. This is the scene break inside the Punch-Out movie. Jesus Christ. 117 to 396.
This recording is 396.
117 to 396. That's
more than 20.
Using my core Common Core math, that's more than 20. That's.
I would go so far to say it's more than 40.
258. That's 4 years is 258. No, 208 is 4 years.
That's if we released every week.
Sure.
We didn't.
This was actually 7 years ago.
5 years. 260 something. Yeah, I know. But even considering, like, we dropped 30 episodes at 6 years, 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, why?
Because all the racist stuff. No, assume we didn't release every week. Right? Oh, okay. So just account for that with the 30 we dropped.
I think we're actually at about a 10 or 11 day average.
That's 5 years.
That can't be right. It's got to be less than that.
I don't think so, man. 117 would have been 5 years. Would have had to make it 2011.
No, that was.
Let me just look at the.
It was 2009.
Okay.
I vaguely remember it being 2009 when that was released.
You vaguely remember that, or is that the truth?
It might be the truth based on my vague recollection.
Our mobile site just blinks at me.
I know. There's something wrong with the mobile site now. I haven't figured. But what's weird is, like, it's only on the phone that it does it. When I'm on my tablet, it works just fine. It's very strange.
There's some fucking developers up in here. Oh, it takes me directly to an article. That's weird. Basically, you just sabotage the site so I can't be right.
Like, I'm not supposed to do that?
Yeah, like a bright Tony over there.
Yeah, it looks like we're at right about a 10-day release cycle.
Somebody average. Posted a DM to Donald Trump that says, if you can convince Lego to reboot the Bionicle franchise, then millions of American jobs will be created through the production of toys, novels, movies, games, and above all, lore. Trump's response was just 2 question marks. And then he blocked the Listen, as shitty as things are right now, people have really put down some amazing things.
Have you seen the Tumblr that's called Trump Gretz? It's all like somebody compiling like tweets of Trump voters who are now regretting their vote for various reasons, who tweet like literally the words, I'm kind of regretting this. one of the posts was like half a dozen people like saying, please stop tweeting, please just be quiet for like 5 minutes, you're making this so much worse.
October 30th, 2009. That's the cover image.
Oh,
short hair and everything.
Jesus, I was so thin then.
How the fuck did I end up on this page?
Show notes. The first one is Gong. Second one, Adam is now David. David botches the intro. Phil threatens David's colon.
Phil.
High level impressions. David makes arbitrary I haven't seen Ghostbusters comment. Sarah can't figure out how to use the chat room. Who else could have been Jack Burton?
Oh, yeah, we live streamed those.
Yep.
Oh, remember when we did that?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, we did. We live streamed them. People would sit in the chat room and talk to us.
No, I mean, AFI just announced that they're touring in 2017 and they're not coming to St. Louis.
The American Film Institute is a tour now?
Yeah.
Well, which are they doing all 100 movies in one setting?
A million.
That's because the last time
we will podcast immediately after.
The last time they were here, they went to Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. After
we they didn't. They were at the pageant.
Were they?
No, yeah. I'm just going to bring the toilet into the theater.
Diaper
we
up.
Went and saw them at the
we
pageant.
We saw them at the pageant, but I thought they came through Verizon Wireless.
Oh, that was, yeah, they were were at the Point Fest.
Oh, yeah, fuck that show.
What does that have to do with what I'm talking about right now?
They probably
I'm sorry, what is AFI?
It's a band.
Is that their name or is it short for something?
It's short for A Fire Inside.
Oh.
AFI.
This is not your music, Tony.
No, it's fine. I was just curious.
They're coming to...
Not everything's my music. I'm
Chicago.
I'm expanding my knowledge. Queensryche.
Expanding my knowledge.
Queensryche always...
Ooh, they're
going to
be in Las Vegas.
Like,
I don't want to go to Las Vegas for a concert.
Involved.
There's umlauts involved.
San Diego.
Over the Y.
Oh, they're going to be at Oakland.
Nobody actually uses umlauts over the Y except for them. Yet, there's a character code for a Y with an umlaut over it.
Jesus Christ.
In the character map. I used to know what the code was. All right, I'm going to be done now.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.